This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Over. Time for me to start talking again, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I hope we're finding Jennifer here somewhere. 7 past the hour, Friday. So, for the, what do we call this, usable, this is a teachable moment. For those of you who like roller coasters and who frequently get kidney stones, you'll be very happy to know.
That's great.
There's been a study done. My God, don't these people have anything better to do with their lives? But this is actually, This is a good one.
This is great.
I had kidney stones once. I would never get on a roller coaster because they do bad things to me. I took one once, and that was it. Never again. But anyway, so if you have a kidney stone, a Michigan State University prof has discovered that riding a roller coaster will have a 70% success rate in you flipping the kidney stone. This is the best one in the world, apparently, for kidney stones, is Walt Disney World's Big Thunder Mountain.
Which is my favorite roller coaster, because it doesn't go upside down.
Yeah, it is a good roller coaster, but it is very bouncy. I could see where it might shake a few things.
Yeah.
Have you been, you've been on it, Jennifer?
Yeah, I like that. I'm not a roller coaster person,
No. So
because I get motion sickness. But that one I can kind of handle, and it's fun, it's fast, it's bouncy, but it's not too crazy.
So this guy says he had patients telling him after riding a particular roller coaster, they were able to pass their kidney stones. How many friends has this guy got that have roller coasters, that have kidney stones?
I know.
Have all of you had, Jennifer, you had a kidney stone?
I never have, but I have to tell you, my uncle, my dad's brother, went through this period probably about 5 or 6 years ago when he had a really bad time with kidney stones. He had a bunch of them, and I have never seen a man. I had to end up taking him to the emergency room at some point.
Horrible.
He was paler than a ghost. He was sweating. He was, and this is my tough military, former military serving uncle, right? And he's like pale, sweating, and like flailed over in a chair while we were waiting in the emergency room. I can't imagine anybody that's going through that is going to want to go to Disneyland and get on a roller coaster.
Get on a roller coaster, no. I had one once, and it was one of the most excruciating things I can ever remember experiencing. They are, and what it is basically is the calcification. It's a piece of calcium that gets stuck in the tube, like the urethra that men have, and it can't get anywhere. You can try to. That's why cranberry juice is good. It helps flush it out. There are certain things you can take, and then there are drugs, of course, that you can get it out. But who would have thought that getting under a roller coaster would get rid of it? Now think about the ergonomics of it. Does it make sense? It does so much. Your body is basically convoluting, and it's so rough. It'd be like having a bad airplane ride. Maybe the same thing had happened, right?
That could be the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you're in the point where, like Jen's uncle, I'm assuming if you're that bent over in pain, you're probably closer to passing a stone. My uncle gets them a lot too, and he has some days where he's okay, he has like a dull ache, and then other days where it's excruciating, it kind of goes back and forth. So I think if you're not in one of the excruciating days, then this method could work where it bounces around and you know, loosens it up and lets you basically get rid of it.
300,000 people a year on average go to the emergency room because they have a problem with a kidney stone. That's a lot of, you know, and the time in the emergency room is something that costs thousands of dollars. So if you can get on a roller coaster ride, so who's going to get?
I guess that's cheaper. I was going to say it's kind of expensive to go to Disney just for one ride. You think they'll start giving discounts just for that one
kidney
ride?
Kidney stone discount.
If you have proof that you have a kidney stone?
Yes.
That would be nice.
But it's interesting that he tested other roller coasters like Space Mountain, and I guess Aerosmith has a rock and roller coaster, and that those were too fast and too violent. And so the G-Force pinned the actual stones against the kidney wall so you couldn't pass them. So it's really interesting that Big Thunder Mountain had just enough jiggling around that it helped people lose them. 70% success rate is a lot.
When you talk about jiggling around, all I can think of is TNA on a roller coaster. All right. Okay, all right.
Rattling around. How about that?
Right. Rattling. Okay, so, Jennifer, we were talking about weather earlier on and how it was different for me. Yesterday it was very hot in the East Coast. Got on the plane, it was 93, 94 degrees. When I got off here in L.A., it was like 73, and it's quite nice. The weekend is supposed to be good. However, there are a lot of things going on around the country. This is the tornado season. This is the time when the hot weather and the cold weather collapse, all that stuff. It comes. So, as usual, and I found this to be the case, I'm very disappointed in USA Today. Used to be that it was something that just sort of presented without having an angle to it. It was just the news. I remember when it first came out, we called it redneck news. And so it's matured to a point. It has its purpose. It's good. What do they call it? Mac newspaper or Mac paper or something? I think that it was to identify with the everyman having meal at McDonald's and get Mac paper and you'll be all set. But they've sort of grounded around now and changed to a point where there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of negativity. And one of the best examples I could see of this yesterday, grabbing a couple of USA Today's, the story about how bad the weather is on the planet and the list of all of the deadly storms with how many people were killed and thousands. The cyclone that occurred in Bangladesh got 300,000 people. The tornado in Bangladesh that killed 1,300. I mean, the cyclone was in 1970. The tornado in 1989, the hailstorm that got a lot of people in India in 1888. So, but you wonder, is that something? The reason I bring it up isn't necessarily just talk about the weather, but to identify what it is that grabs your attention. When you look, Jennifer, at a newspaper and the headlines, and what grabs your attention? What do you find you react to?
As far as content?
Yeah. What do the headline itself?
Well, I think in the headline, it's really hard to say because I actually read a newspaper every weekend at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I kind of decide what I'm going to read based on the headline, I guess. And it would catch me if it's of something that's of interest to me.
Would this
so right
have been
now,
interesting? Well, world, the all-time deadliest storms. Is that something that would intrigue you?
No, because here's why. You know what? I live in California. I would know that has nothing to do with where I live, so I'd probably keep reading.
Right. What about you, Victoria?
I would not read about... No, I don't think I'd read about deadliest storms. And I don't even know why. I don't know.
But what is there about headlines that... Do you find the mood or tone that you're in... Maybe you said, because you were like, the rest of us are all news junkies. We want to look and see what's going on and try to make up our mind about what we really think about this bit of information or that coverage, etc. So I'm not meaning it to stick to the storm story. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
All right, here's another. Let me give you a different example. All right. Also in the same edition of USA Today, the headline reads, "When Politics and Your Job Collide." Now, I found this on my own level to be a fascinating story and something that I had never really thought about much, how what you do at work sometimes affects, or maybe let's turn it around, what you do outside of work sometime may affect your work.
Yeah, this is a big one. Mm-hmm. That would be one I would read because there have been a lot of articles like that recently.
Mm-hmm.
And when your coworker spends weekends marching for or against something, I think it does absolutely. And then they post it on Instagram or whatever. I think it absolutely can change the office dynamic for sure.
Yeah, I would read that, too, because, I mean, I feel kind of outnumbered with my political views in California, so I would go, what do I need to know? That would catch my attention. Mm-hmm.
There was one I read last week, what happens when you and your boss have differing political views?
Yeah.
And how to navigate those waters if your boss brings something up.
Have you ever been in that position? Either of you?
Trying to think.
I think Jennifer, you might not have been in that position.
I don't think I have been.
I mean,
been.
You'd probably be the most different from me than any of my bosses.
Yeah, well, I would say obviously I'm in that situation where I am. But
yeah, because you're working for a very right-wing organization and you're not.
Yeah, but I think, I don't really think.
Most of the rest of the people who work there, though, drink the Kool-Aid.
Well, I don't know if I would say that. I think that most of the on-air stuff that you would hear drinks the Kool-Aid, but I think a lot of the people that work behind the scenes don't necessarily. It's kind of a mix all over the place. But
That's good. That's healthy.
Yeah, which I think also helps a lot. I think if you were one employee and then every single other person was of a specific mindset, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, I think that that would be really difficult. But where I am now, it's really not that hard to navigate. And I think it just depends on how open and blatant people are with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Obviously, we talk more about politics here because a lot of the shows are political.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really think that's an appropriate workplace conversation to have, at least not out loud, because it just makes people so uncomfortable. It's so divisive.
Well, we work in a weird industry, though, too, where, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, yes, there was, like, when I worked at WABC here in New York City, that's a very conservative station. Mm-hmm. But behind the scenes, the producers and the news writers and everybody else was very New York City liberal. So, and a friend of mine works at Fox News, and he's openly gay, and there are openly gay people behind the scenes as well, and everyone's a lot more liberal than you would think. So I do think that our business is a little bit weird like that. Mm-hmm. But the on-air staff could be very, very right-wing conservative, but behind the scenes talking at the water cooler, it might be a different story.
By the way, just as in, this is not a throwaway, the passing of Roger Ailes and what happened, a lot of people were speculating he had a heart attack. He did not. His wife says he fell down and had a concussion, and hemophilia contributed to his death, bled out, in essence, in his own body, injuring his head, which sort of surprised me. And then some of the things that she said about him more surprised me. I'm not going to repeat. That was just kind of, just was a weird thing all the way around.
Yeah.
But if you can spell karma, there's maybe a.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I don't think it is at all. I think that's part of.
You know what,
Dougie?
Let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
And you will agree with this. People are multifaceted. Sometimes
yes, they
do good things. Sometimes they do bad things. But to his wife and to his kid and to at least half of the Fox News staff, he was something to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And so while there was some controversy, it makes me kind of ill to see people dancing on the grave of someone after he's gone when he had contributions that were really important. He was involved with presidential campaigns. I mean, George H.W. Bush said he would never be president without Roger Ailes.
Yeah. I said that, I think, on the air, didn't I?
He gave us George H.W.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
he worked with Reagan. Oh, yeah. Reagan and Nixon. He started in the Nixon years, actually.
And then when you have you see what he did to change the landscape of cable news. I mean, one of the things I'm pulling my hair out all the time about is how all journalism has turned into opinion journalism. I would say Roger Ailes gave birth to opinion journalism. He populated his primetime lineup. I mean, keep in mind, at the time in the 90s, the only news network was CNN. CNN was hard news all the time. Fox News gave birth to that opinion journalism, which everybody craves now on MSNBC, and CNN has converted that way. So, I mean, there's some contributions here that I think.
Right, to be fair,
I think you can be really good at your job and still not be a good person.
Well, but I think there's something to what Jennifer says, that we all sort of fall into this trap sometimes of being judgmental.
Yeah, and I mean, because if you're a drug addict, do you want to be remembered for?
Well, but the other side of it, Jennifer, is he was really.
Talent.
I mean, the sexual stuff at Fox and the things that he did that were never disputed, they are kind of
totally complicated. That's what I mean. But to somebody, he was something that was
but
good.
He
and
made
weird
a lot of money for Murdoch's and for the 20th Century Fox, the news corporation. He figured out their profit, by the way, under him. He had a profit. His pay was based on the profit at that network. And that's why he made $23, $24, $25 million a year, because the profit was huge for what they did. And even though they pay their people well, it still is, was a cash cow. And I think that will fall. I mean, it's not going to fall apart, but falling off a little.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Unmistakable sound of U2 in your ear here as we get into our musical portion of the hour. And I'll tell you why we're playing U2 in just a moment. Just let's savor the music for a sec, right? And this because we were just talking about Gloria Allred?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
America's
All right, so
you
what'd you say?
America's sweetheart, Gloria Allred.
So, you two seem to have fixed the ticketing issues that caused confusion and long lines at the first couple of shows on their Joshua Tree tour. Problems that came from the band's efforts to do a number on the scalpers, which is appreciated, to be sure. I told you the story the other day of me getting a couple of tickets to see... I forget who I was going to. Oh, it was Brian Wilson. And the tickets, depending on whether you got scalper tickets or original tickets, the $89 seats were $210 if you buy them from the scalpers.
That's the kind of joke. Ticketmaster is now running their own resale. So you can buy the original tickets from Ticketmaster, or you can buy the resale tickets for twice the amount from Ticketmaster.
Why isn't there some kind of legislation? All these guys are sticking their finger in everybody's pot.
Yep.
So stick it in this one, will you? One of the biggest tests of paperless tickets, in this tour. The Joshua Tree tour requires fans to present their credit card and ID to get access to the seats. And this is what we were just talking about here. Handy resale technology designed to make it difficult for scalpers to flip their tickets on StubHub. What a bunch of money grubbing.
Yeah.
And they made so much money. Don't they have they've got so much dough that they have, don't they own one of the performance venues? One of the Coliseums in this guy called, it's called StubHub.
Yeah, the StubHub Arena or something.
Arena or something somewhere,
That's how much,
Right. So the test didn't go smoothly at first. A lot of fans struck out. They were stuck at BC Place Stadium in Vancouver last Friday trying to get into the show. A lot of people were confused about where to line up for access. Fans were unclear which lines to stand in, particularly for general admission into the stadium. A lot of them were stuck outside when the opening act took to the stage. But the third stop of the tour at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, when this was Wednesday night, fans entered the venue, no hitch, no problem. There's better preparation, the staff is better. So good. They've tried to do something to make sure the ticketing goes to their true fans and not to the people who turn around and sell them. Again, I gave you the most outrageous example I ever had. It was last year trying to get tickets to see Adele that were $400, even the good seats were $400.
Yep.
And then if the scalpers got a hold of them, there were $1,400 tickets being sold for that damn concert. It was talking about maddening.
I mean, I've been trying to buy tickets for the U2 tour, the Joshua Tree tour, and the tickets are so expensive. And then the scary part is a lot of fans are reporting that when you do buy them from StubHub for $1,000, when you get to the venue, someone's already in your seat. So they're fake tickets. So it's just sort of a mess. It's scary.
Somebody, there should be a class action lawsuit against StubHub. All right, other good music news comes from the Beatles. A lot of folks very happy over the new Sgt. Pepper album. 50th anniversary releases with a remix of pretty much the whole album. It's going to be released in several configurations on the 26th. Oh, my God, look at this. 6-disc set, 4 CDs, a DVD, and a Blu-ray. That'll be cool. Very cool. Sgt. Pepper, 50th anniversary remix. Well, I think we ought to pursue this next week through the whole week. We should play a little each time we're talking about
music. I love this album. Yeah. This is such a great... This, to me, Sgt. Pepper, the first time I heard it, that was my real introduction to the Beatles, and I just loved it.
Well, there are a lot of techniques now that can be used to enhance. There's a lot of electronic stuff that can be done, and a lot of the McCartney and Starr input here, Ringo and Paul, worked a lot on making this sound, and they said they were both very satisfied with what they'd come up with. So, 28 and a half past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, just the other week, I was doing a remote broadcast from Southern California, and one of my good friends is perhaps one of the top pet masseuses in the country. It's kind of interesting because Pam came down and we were looking at some of the animals. And, you know, I've known her for years, and I kind of instituted the whole idea that pet massage is a good thing when I wrote some of my early books. But when we started talking, I found out it's not just pet massage anymore. You have choices. It could be Swedish. It could be acupressure. It could be stretching. It could be myofascial. It could be aromatherapy. It could be cold stone massage or even yoga ball exercises. And now I'm hearing about Pilates for dogs as well. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, anything that your dog enjoys, as long as it's fun, as long as it's healthy, it's good for me. But massage is important, not only for making your dog feel better emotionally, but physiologically. If there's any lumps or bumps or sore spots, you'll know about it.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact and numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour, Friday the 19th of May, the DJ V Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer, thank heavens, feels and sounds much better than she did. So maybe we'll give her the honor of being Biff today, Victoria, when it comes to talking about Tom Brady's concussions, because she needs to wrap herself around that if she hasn't heard that story.
I need to wrap myself around Tom Brady.
Is that what it is?
Just to make him feel better. I'd like to comfort him, you know.
Yes, right. Obviously. Yeah. In his time of need. Good for you.
I'm a giver.
You're so giving.
People say I'm like Mother Teresa.
Food news. There's a new grocery chain, a supermarket chain from Germany that is very popular in Europe, and has now decided to expand to the U.S. market. I wonder how much business there is for you. You look at what we have. Let's just talk about Greater Los Angeles, Jennifer, to begin with. How many different supermarket structures? There's Ralph's, there's Vaughn's.
Vaughn's. Yep.
There's Bristol, there's Whole Foods.
Yep.
There is
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Sprouts.
Sprouts.
Wow.
Is there an Aldi here?
I don't think so. I've not seen one.
Okay. And then you can go buy groceries at a Target store. You can buy groceries at the Walmart store. You can buy groceries. There are a lot of local little places. You go through Santa Monica on the Venice Line. There's three or four places
on Main Street,
little grocery stores that have really great products. It's quite expensive. So there's the local store that's
still exists. Don't forget, there's also Gelson's.
Gelson's
and,
is, yeah.
And there's John's, high-end. Which is smaller. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Gelson's is very... It's sort of a...
Very high-end, yeah.
It is high-end.
It's more expensive Ralph's is what it is.
Yeah, right.
And then there's Food for Less, right? Yeah. Food for Less.
Food for Less. There's the Smart and Final.
Oh, yeah, we got that.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Sam's Club and Costco.
Sam's Club, right? Yeah. Yep.
And then you also have Whole Foods somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, I said that, yeah.
I feel like there's
you can't go through Santa Monica. There are five Whole Foods outlets in Santa Monica alone.
Jeez.
On Montana, there's two of them on Santa Monica Boulevard, one on Wilshire, and there's one over on Lincoln.
So you see them in, like, every stoplight.
Yeah.
Just to put it in juxtaposition with my neighborhood, as Doug likes to point out, I actually have to drive 20 minutes to get to a Whole Foods.
All right, so anyway, this new supermarket is a small, it's the size of Trader Joe's. It's called Lidl, L-I-D, or maybe Little. L-I, there's no N in it. L-I-D-L, Little. They have stores in 27 countries. They have 10,000 stores. Now, I'm trying to remember, because TJ Maxx, good Doug. Trader Joe's is owned by a European company now. And there's another one of the major, Whole Foods has been sold out, but it's still an American company. I'm just trying, there's another... Stan, what's the name of that? It's not Stanfield. There's Tesla in England, and there's another company that begins with an S. And I know Sainsbury's? They have bought. What's that?
Are we talking about companies or grocery stores?
Well, companies that own Stan. I want to say Stan's.
Yeah, Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
That's it. Thank
you. And then there's Marks and Spencer's, and
right.
There's
now,
yeah.
So if we take it to the East Coast, I have in my neck of the woods. We have Star Market, Shaw's, Stop and Shop, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. There are some new Aldis. There are all the Targets and Whole and you know the Walmarts and places like that. There's one other one I think I'm leaving out. What do you have in the greater New York area?
Well, in Manhattan, because. You know, I think, well, I'll just stick with Manhattan where what's accessible to
there's
me.
There's a corner grocery store everywhere.
Well, not really, no. There's
no?
bodegas. There's bodegas on every corner, and that's, you know, like almost like a 7-Eleven type thing without being a franchise. But we have probably the least amount of options for grocery stores. There's a few Whole Foods. There's two Trader Joe's in all of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. There's a few Gristiti's, which is gross. We call it Gristiti's.
Well, I've not heard that brand. What are they?
Yeah, just kind of, it's like a lower end, kind of dirty. No, they're not great. They're just, I think they're only in Manhattan. And then we have a few D'Agostino's. That's it, really.
I left out Market Basket. There's a market, back chain called Market Basket. In the Northeast, to Hannaford's, Price Chopper. You must have some Price Chopper.
You know, the thing with New York, though, is because everybody walks or takes the subway and not a lot of people are driving. I mean, you guys just do kind of walk-up stuff, right? So don't you like, I mean, no one's going, like, I go to the grocery store, I come out with five bags, and I'm good for a while. I would guess that's something that you guys don't do in New York, right, Victoria?
That's true. A couple days of worth of food, and that's pretty much it.
Well, when Megan was living in England, what happens in England and most of Europe is that they only buy what they're going to eat that day.
Yeah, you go
day.
And get what you want
you
for dinner.
You go and get
That's
what you
same
want.
Same thing with my mom, yeah.
Right, yeah. And so Megan has continued that way. She will go to the grocery store or actually she goes to the farmer's market. She finds the farmer's market almost every day to go to and then buys the food. But whatever is there, that's what she buys. And she's done that ever since she was a college student in England because that's the way they live there, and she just has kept that going. And it actually proves it might be not as convenient, but it proves to be healthier because you're getting
some extra stuff.
That's real.
Yeah. Right, and well, she's lucky in California because you guys have so many amazing farmers markets.
Yeah.
We have one right near me. I live near the Museum of Natural History, and there's a really nice organic farmers market, but it's just a few little stands in the winter, and it's mostly meat that comes from local farms. And so it's very seasonal, so we really don't have the luxury that
you won't have
until
month. Yeah, right. And here in California, you have one every
And even the ones
Saturday,
that we have here
Sunday.
During the summer, I mean, I guess you could go to different areas and find ones on different days, but most of them are only open one day a week, and a lot of them are weekend.
Yeah.
So how much of a factor, Jennifer, are wines with these grocery stores, and how do they get, like Trader Joe's you can find wine in, and some of the stores, the grocery stores here you can find wines in. On the East Coast, you can't. You can't find wine for sale in a grocery store. But Trader Joe's has it, so I wonder what's
a...
Say what?
It is.
It's a horror show.
It is.
Well. Yeah. I mean, I think wine now has become a big part of the grocery shopping experience. I think a lot of people have upped their game as far as the wines that are available at grocery stores. It used to be it was like kind of one bleak aisle and everything was in there, you know, wine, beer, vodka, all the hard alcohols all in one aisle. But it now seems that supermarkets are spending more time with their wine selection, at least in California, as wine's a pretty big industry for us out here. And, you know, you'll see that they put like hardwood floor in the wine section instead of just the grocery tile and try to make it look fancy.
Albertsons. Yeah.
But, I mean, it depends what you're looking for. I mean, I would not go to Whole Foods for wine, but Trader Joe's has some interesting stuff at low prices, and I'd go to my regular grocery store to look around for wine.
I wish that was an option. In New York, it's illegal. The only thing we can get in certain grocery, and not every grocery store even has it, but in certain grocery stores, you can get beer, and that's it.
Yeah.
So you have to go to a wine store, and luckily, they're everywhere, but you have to go to a separate place for that.
Lidl is how they're pronounced. It rhymes with beetle. They're going to open 100 stores next year on the East Coast.
What's their shtick? I don't
get it.
Their
shtick is frozen, fresh and frozen seafood, wine, fresh local produce, and baked goods. Plus, they have big sections for organic and gluten-free products.
Cool.
Sounds like they're going to do a lot of pre-made stuff, kind of like Trader Joe's.
Yeah, Trader Joe's does. Yeah, exactly. All right, well, it'll be interesting to see how it works. All right, let's get to Biff here and her overview of what's going on with the continuing focus on Tom Brady's concussions and comments that have been made by Ms. Bunchkin's comments.
Bunchkin. She's not a Bunchkin. She's a Bunchkin.
All right, so who's Drew Brees?
He is the quarterback for the Saints. Hang on one second because... got a little clearing here.
Excuse me.
I didn't want to cough into your ear. I thought that would be rude. But Drew Brees is quarterback for New Orleans, right? Isn't that right?
New Orleans.
Same?
Yep.
And he took a pass when he was asked about his thoughts on Gisele Bündchen's comments that her husband, Tom Brady, had a concussion last year that went unreported. He did say that he probably wouldn't even tell his own wife, Brittany, if he got dinged or if he got his bell rung in a game. He said he wouldn't want her to worry. This was all on the Dan Patrick Show. And Drew Brees agreed that the idea of self-reporting concussions is kind of a gray area, you think, because players don't always want you to know when they suffered a concussion because they think that they'll get themselves taken out of a game and things are just far too competitive. Drew Brees shared a story he has often told in the past about how he didn't take himself out of a game after suffering the only documented concussion of his career while with the San Diego Chargers back in 2004. He said, quote, "I knew that something was not right. I knew that I was concussed, but I didn't take myself out of the game. I mean, I stayed in the game and played as long as I could until finally a coach pulled me aside and was like, I'm looking out for you here, and you're not going to play anymore." So
concussed?
Concussed, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, it's really funny to compare this, but I like Total Divas quite a bit, which is a show on E! About the women of World Wrestling Federation. And they do, or World Wrestling Entertainment, I guess, would be appropriate.
Are you talking about the women who are wrestlers or the wives of the guys that are wrestlers?
No, they're women wrestlers of WWE. Yeah. And what's interesting there is every time they get injured, unless it's something catastrophic, they shut up about it because they know how competitive it is and that there's someone waiting in the lower roster that's going to get brought up while they're sick. And if, you know, something happens and that person clicks, they've lost their spot. And it's just, you know, it almost seems like that. I mean, I understand why that's right for business because whoever sells at the moment is what business is going to go for, of course. But at the same time, it seems like you're creating an environment. If you're trying to get people to tell you when they have concussions, create an environment that welcomes that instead of making them feel like they're going to lose a job if they get hurt.
So true. So true.
All right. 45 past the hour. Jennifer, what was it like when you unboxed your first parachute sheet delivery? What did when you opened it up?
Super fancy. And remember, I think I told you. You know, I like to order stuff online, but typically things are just kind of rolling around in a box, right? Yes, and you just sort of take them out, and they're just there. Parachute is so elegant. The way that it comes in the box, I mean, from start to finish, you open up the box, and inside, once you get to the good stuff, it is a beautiful fabric, the same material that your sheets are, beautiful package, handmade, beautiful, with the sheets inside, and it just makes you feel so, it's like upscale, it's fancy, it's elegant, it's just, it's really luxury from the beginning.
All right, Victoria, what do you think when I just asked that of Jennifer, what was going through your mind about unboxing the first box of parachute sheets?
Well, it's funny, as Jen was beautifully describing that experience, I was remembering opening it and seeing the tissue paper with the little sticker, had the seal on it, and opening the tissue paper thinking, wow, what did we get involved with here? This is very fancy. I've never had sheets presented in a way like this. And then just like Jen said, all of the sheets come in their individual pouch that's the same material as the sheets that you ordered. So like I ordered the satin sheets, so I have these two beautiful sateen pouches that I've been able to reuse for traveling for lingerie and things like that. So it's kind of an extra little bonus gift that I never expected, and it's a very elegant extra touch that you can tell someone really put a lot of thought into it. And like Jen said, normally when you order from Amazon or whatever, it's a, you know, a cardboard box with the sheets in a plastic container, and it's not very special, and it smells like plastic, and the parachute sheets don't have any smell. There's no chemical smell because they're not treated with chemicals, and that's also something that you notice right away.
What that word elegant. All right, Kara, would you use that word to describe when you opened the box of parachute?
Yeah, well, I was going to say the same thing. So I'd never actually ordered sheets online before. I always just went to, you know, like whatever department store was around, Macy's or something like that, and bought them there. And they always have them in the plastic. And every now and then, especially if it's a nicer sheet, they'll have the little thing on the zip. So you can't unzip it all the way. So you just have to, like, unzip it a little bit and try and stick your finger in and hope that it feels nice. So with this, you open the box and you see the sheets right away and you can feel them and actually feel how soft and nice they are. So, yeah. Much nicer than going to the department store.
How about that for three solid, strong recommendations as to why to go to parachutehome.com/DJV. You get free shipping. You look at the catalog and find not only these things, the linens for your table. You find the things for your bathroom. It's a great way as they expand their offerings for you to make your home, not only your bedroom, but your whole home, comfortable. So check it all out and get free shipping by going to parachutehome.com/DJV.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Our travel time. Ah, you want to get away. Ways for you to plan intelligently. And Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guide. She's going to help us. Those of you who have thought about going to Disney, but you think it's so expensive, have we got a way or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight, nine, maybe 10 ways to find discounts at Disney? Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Guidebooks and Frommers.com up next here on the DJV Experience.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
All right, Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Guidebooks at frommers.com. So in all of the, I've been to Disneyland, to Disney World. I've never been a fan because I don't like big crowds. But I know that lots and lots of families, Pauline, love to go to either Disney World or Disneyland. There are parks in several places around the world that are great attractions. But families think it's too hard and oftentimes will balk at going because of the expense. You found some ways, a lot of ways, actually, to down. Is it downloadable, these discounts? How do we find discounts to go to Disney?
Well, there's a lot of different ways, and we have an article on Frommers.com called 12 Different Ways to Save. Those families are right. It is expensive, and each year the price goes up. So you've got to be savvy. The best way to save is to serve your country. There are very, very good discounts, the best out there for active military and for veterans. So if anybody in your family falls into that category, make sure that Disney knows it. We also like a website called Mouse Savers. This is a website dedicated to all things Disney. We find that if you look there, if there's a discount, you'll probably find it. But for the most part, you got to be proactive. The Disney reservationists are trained to only answer the questions you ask them. So if there is a special discount going on when you call, they're not going to tell you unless you ask. So be proactive. Say, is there any special discount going on? Is there a way I can save on lodgings? In terms of lodgings, you're going to pay the least amount of money outside the park.
Right.
And for people with older kids who might be also going to Universal Studios, not just Disney, we think this is a smart way to save because you'll pay far less than you will even at the Disney Economy Resorts. But if you want to stay on property, go to the Disney Economy Resorts. They have names like Animation Studios. Ask for the Economy Resorts when you book.
One of the things about going to Florida, Pauline, and there, as you pointed out, there are other things to see. There's the Space Coast, which is a good day or two for families to go.
Yeah.
Whereas if you come here to California and go to Anaheim, the only other thing you can see is the Crystal Cathedral. That's pretty much it. There's nothing else to go see.
In Anaheim, there are lots of attractions in Los Angeles.
That's true. It's a ways off. Although Knott's Berry Farm is across the street, now that I think about it, in Anaheim from... And that's a fabulous... By the way, that's a great take. So it's encouraging, though, that you found these discounts because a lot of people just are frustrated with it because they don't think they can afford to go. And so that's good. So once again, if we go to Frommers.com, look in the Frommers Guidebook, we'll find these directions to discounts. I would underscore that. Yes, thank you, Doug. All right. Thanks for the help.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.